This is Building Bridges, your community labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Recently, over 4,000 New Yorkers attended Listening to the City 2, a mass meeting at the Javits Convention Center in New York City.
Much of the focus by organizers of Listening to the City 2 was framed in terms of the rebuilding process at the World Trade Center site. But a small but vocal press conference was organized at the entrance to the event by New York City Jobs with Justice and the Labor Community Advocacy Network.
Street theater prevailed. Clustered around a six-foot papier-mâché ear, those angry New Yorkers demanded the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, the mayor, and the governor really listen and hear their demands and act on them, not just include them on a list and continue to use the federal money pouring into the city to provide corporate subsidies. Among the demands that the Labor Community Advocacy Network and New York Jobs with Justice are putting on the table are that jobs created by the Reconstruction be living wage jobs, and that $1 billion go toward creating new public and private sector jobs. New York City lost over 100,000 jobs due to the 9/11 attacks, and even now, tens of thousands cannot find jobs. The New York City unemployment rate is now 8%, and of course, much higher among people of color. The demands also include that the money from the Liberty Bonds, a substantial portion of which will go largely to creating residential development, be used to help create low- and middle-income housing.
So we pointed our Building Bridges microphone in the direction of that giant ear so that you can now hear what community activists had to say at the press conference.
From New York Jobs with Justice. We're concerned about the lack of political responsiveness and accountability in the political process of rebuilding post-September 11th, and we're glad that this town meeting is happening, but we want to make sure that this time there's some active listening going on. Your issues and concerns are incorporated into the decision-making process. So first in our lineup today, we have Ed Ott from the Central Labor Council.
We're very pleased to be here today. We were committed to be part of the rebuilding process. We wanted many voices. We wanted a lot of input. We wanted the communities of the downtown area and the communities of the city to be involved in this effort. People should keep in mind this is probably going to be one of the largest expenditures of public money since the end of World War II to be spent in this city. The citizens of the city, the taxpayers of the state, have a right to have their voices heard. And what we hope here today is that this is the beginning of a final phase of a truly democratic rebuilding process that allows for the community, the workers, and the businesses of this city to participate fully in expressing what their needs are and having those needs addressed by the policymakers.
Yes. We have Artur Rahman, who worked at Windows on the World for more than 20 years as a banquet waiter, and since September 11th, he's not been able to find another job, though he has been searching diligently.
Hi, everybody. I used to work for Windows on the World. I lost my job on September 9/11. After that, I have been looking for a job. I don't find any job. I came here to tell Mr. Pataki and others to spend money for our people, those who lost the job. Not for the corporate people. Corporate people has enough money already. So please spend some money for the poor people, those who are working so hard for this city. Thank you very much.
Next we have Marie Christopher, who's a resident on the Lower East Side and president of her tenants union and also a member of Good Old Lower East Side.
Good morning. Several of our members are in jeopardy of losing our housing due to vacancy decontrol. If we live in Section 8 housing, our contracts are being expiring. If we live in Mitchell Armas, there are buyouts. Today we have heard that there are loss of jobs of many low-wage workers. These workers were making $20,000 and under, some of them. where are they going to live when they are no longer able to pay their rent? So today we're asking the governor to make a commitment to develop and preserve low-income housing. We're asking him to get rid of vacancy decontrol and to preserve and strengthen the rent regulations. We're asking him to hold a moratorium on all federally subsidized contracts and Mitchell-Lama buyouts. We're asking him for no more evictions past 14th Street due to people who have lost their jobs and can no longer pay the rent. We're asking him to not neglect public housing issues. Today we're asking many of the Liberty Bond Fund that was developed to develop low-income housing, which they call low-income, which will be people that are making $94,000 and above. That is not low-income. We are asking him to preserve and keep people in their house that are already in their homes and not have a homeless population that explodes at the scene. So today we're asking him to put low-income housing on the agenda and high up on the agenda. Next we have Eva Hanhart from Imagine New York, which sponsored 230 workshops throughout the city to solicit community's ideas for a vision of New York that was just and equitable and sustainable.
Thank you very much. Imagine New York was a series of workshops throughout the region, and of the over 19,000 ideas, we worked with the participants to nine visions. Of those visions are many of the issues that are being asked for today by the groups here to make sure that those are also included as we move forward. In particular, issues that recognize that there are far-reaching impacts from September 11th. I want to read three of them that are very similar. The first, and this is in the words of our participants, increase employment opportunities region-wide. Jobs lost as a result of September should be replaced with jobs generated by diverse economic development activities and training in the immediate World Trade Center area and throughout the metropolitan region. Displaced workers and other unemployed persons should be supported through government and private sector job training, recruitment, education, and other programs to upgrade employment and career development opportunities and to ensure that a variety of jobs are available to people of different skill sets. The second was to make affordable housing a priority both on the site and throughout the city for people of all income levels, physical abilities, age groups, and races. And third, to make the World Trade Center site a model of 21st century sustainable and green development that will be a model downtown through and throughout the rest of the city.
Thank you. Next we have Chung Wong Hong from the New York Immigration Coalition. New York Immigration Coalition, who is also the co-chair of the Labor Community Advocacy Network.
Good morning, everybody. We have heard from the workers who have been directly affected by the September 11th tragedy. We have heard from low-income communities. We have heard from immigrants. And it is so clear that the Governor Pataki has not been listening to these important demands. The September 11th is not about the rebuilding the World Trade Center site. One of the limitations of the rebuilding discussions in our city is that it is not looking at the human, social, economic impact that has had on tens of thousands of workers. And so we'd like to take the opportunity today to tell the governor to listen to the voices of people who are affected. We have workers out in Queens and Brooklyn and the outer boroughs, airport workers who are laid off, hotel and restaurant workers who are laid off, who are not getting any assistance from government or private charities. So who will be responsible for them? Who will be accountable to our communities? And so we are here as part of the Labor Community Advocacy Network. We are dozens and dozens of community groups, labor unions, immigrant groups, who will not give up on our demands. We will continue to press so that we get real resources devoted for jobs, real resources for housing, and to make sure that environmental justice is not sacrificed in the name of rebuilding. We will work together so that the rebuilding of New York rebuilds the lives of all those who are hurt by the tragedy. Thank you.
Thank you, Chung Wong. Okay, we're going to go inside and participate. participate in this community hearing. And as Chamwa mentioned, although the LMDC and the Port Authority are putting forward these plans, we know that Governor Pataki is the ultimate decision maker, and we're calling on him to do some active listening and incorporate the demands that we're making, that he be accountable to people and communities all over New York and not just big businesses in Lower Manhattan.
We're hoping that they will, with the Community Development Block Grant money, allocate $1 billion to create new jobs, and that those jobs be living wage jobs, or prevailing wage, whichever is higher. And the displaced workers have sort of rights of first refusal with any new jobs created with this money. Pataki has appointed the LMDC and the Empire State Development Corporation to disperse the money, the $20 billion that came into New York, federal money. And so far, it seems that it's sort of business as usual, and that the money is mostly being thrown at big businesses to entice them to come back to Lower Manhattan. And so what we're calling for is that he invest that money in infrastructure and things like housing, environmental justice, and jobs creation. Governor Pataki has the power to do that.
You've been listening to a press conference organized by the New York City Jobs with Justice and the Labor Community Advocacy Network at the Listening to the City Conference at the Jacob Javits Center. Participants at the conference turned down the official plans for reconstruction of the Trade Center site, calling for, among other things, residential construction. It opens a public debate on this and hopefully wider issues of reconstruction of New York City in the post-9/11 era.
This has been a Building Bridges, your Community Labor Report special, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.